This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Oh,
did you put in your show tease?
I did not.
Yeah, of course you did, you selfish bitch. Let's start with this one. Let's go up north.
Okay.
The Seahawks are struggling right now.
That they are. Lost 5 out of 6.
Benjamin Solak of ESPN says that the Seahawks are averaging a need of 8.9 yards on third downs.
That's not good.
Which, according to Elias Bureau stats, is the longest in the NFL since at least 1980. And according to Hayden Winks of Underdog Yikes. Sports, Geno Smith faced an NFL-high 93 pressures that were A, charted as originally blocked, or B, became pressure after 2.5 seconds or less. That actually means they know who to block, and they're just that bad at it.
They can't do it. They can't find a way to block the guys they need to. They have one of the worst rushing offenses in the NFL. I think only 91 yards per game. So that's a combination with an offensive line that's struggling to protect or not competent enough to know who to block, and third and long at a quarterback who's turning it over at a high rate right now. It just... not a fun football team to watch, and they haven't been for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change for them either.
No, no.
Nate Atkins, who covers the football team in Indianapolis, says under Shane Steichen, the Colts are 5-5 with Anthony Richardson at quarterback, and they're 8-8 with another quarterback. They're averaging 22.9 points per game with Anthony Richardson. They're averaging 22.8 with the others.
I love these numbers. You know how I felt about the benching of him in the first place. You want to tell me you can make the playoffs, that's fine. You better damn make the playoffs if you're going to bench a rookie quarterback or second-year guy, essentially a rookie, who's had 10 career starts in the NFL. Like, if you end up missing the playoffs and you torpedoed your young quarterback in the process because you wanted to play 57-year-old Joe Flacco for a couple of games, what on Sunday night was inspiring to watch? That offense was horrendous. And Anthony Richardson's completion percentage sucks, I grant you that. But this wasn't Bryce Young bad. He was still making some wild plays, and they were finding a way to win to that point of the stat. Disagreed with it, an even stronger opinion after Sunday night when they lost.
There's a lot of intel coming out of Indy because he refuses to say that Flacco is in question after that performance, that they're just trying to beat the Browns from last year. They just want to make the playoffs. And that could be what saves
Got
Ballard
the Bills at home this weekend. Good luck.
Yeah. The Cowboys played without Ezekiel Elliott on Sunday, who was suspended by the team. And on the year, Steve Palazzolo says the Cowboy running backs are averaging 3.8 yards per carry. Their running back last year, Tony Pollard in Tennessee, is averaging 3.8 after contact.
They couldn't have used Derrick Henry, though. He wouldn't have fit their system. He wouldn't have excelled in Dallas.
I'm just glad that they
Jarrett couldn't afford it.
No, he couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Well, with Dak out now, we're gonna get Quincy Carter Cowboy coverage. They're not gonna be talked about. They are done.
I mean, when you lose, what have they lost? 5 of 7 now? I mean, it's a bad football team. They've been a bad football team all year.
On Sunday, it was the first time the Lions have won three straight at Lambeau since 89-91.
How about that? That's a fun little factoid.
And according, and by the way, that was from Fox Sports.
Yeah.
This, from their Lions PR, it's their first 7-1 start in 68 years.
Dan Campbell, man.
Man Campbell.
Turned that entire thing around.
Unbelievable.
They are such a fun story. Talk about things that are easy for people to root for.
The Lions.
The Lions.
Bill Barnwell of ESPN says the Saints outgained the Panthers by 150-plus yards. They ran for 150-plus yards, and they won the turnover battle. Over the last 20 years, teams that had done that were 275-0. They're now 275-1. Yes. And how about this one from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press? Most losses as a starting quarterback. In four seasons, it's David Carr. In five seasons, it's David Carr. In six seasons, it's David Carr. In seven seasons, it's Derek Carr. In eight seasons, it's Derek Carr. In nine seasons, it's Derek Carr. In 10 seasons, it's Derek Carr. And in 11 seasons, Derek Carr and Archie Manning.
Hey, go Saints right there. Put a bag over your head.
The Cars are a bunch of losers.
Bunch of losers,
I
man.
Mean, they're rich and they're successful and they're good.
Yeah, they're doing fine, but they wear eyeliner during football games.
But they're lemons.
Dude, I was reading. I know you don't believe in the salary cap, and it's a fairly accurate take because teams find ways around it. I was reading a piece about them yesterday, and how there's really not any wiggle room here. They're like in the next 2 years, they don't have unless they got like multiple guys that retire and walk away from football, which is not going to happen. They got nothing that they can do.
They could trade Kamara.
Yeah, but you have to eat the dead money on their cap. Like, their cap situation for the next, because they've kicked the can down the road to this point. They were trying to go all in again. They gave Derek Carr a pay rate. Like, they're financially screwed for the next 2 years.
I believe you, but I'm going to go McConaughey. A Fugazi, a Fugazi. It's
what is it?
Nothing.
Not real.
It's matter. It's, yeah. They will, in a year and a half, none of that will matter.
And in 2 years, maybe. But in the next 2 years, it's going to be ugly.
Let's. I got more NFL factoids. We ran long at 6:30. Let's carry it over a little bit. More factoids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back into NFL Factoid Tuesday. I had some leftover factoids I want to get to. Thank you, Swigart. Appreciate having the music roll over.
A lot of factoids this weekend.
There is. Well, we were really against the clock.
That's true. We went a little bit long.
Yeah. That was my fault there. We left off with Derek Carr and David Carr being terrible. Also, Dennis Allen, with a minimum of 7 games coaching, has the worst coaching winning percentage of all time.
That moment in time that they were 2-0 and they scored 40 points in each of their first 2 games will be a moment that I remember forever.
I don't know if I remember any listeners calling me out because I said the Saints would suck and then saying, Sprague, you owe him an apology. Where are you at today?
Yeah, where are you at on that one?
I want you to tell me that I was right.
I'm still here.
The Commies beat the G-Men Sunday. Do you know how special this year has been for them, Dirt?
Pretty special, I would guess.
According to John Keim, Commander beat writer, their three total turnovers are the fewest in the first nine games of a team season since 1933 when they started keeping track of the stat.
That's remarkable.
I didn't know they had that few of turnovers.
I didn't either. I would have guessed, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been a problem for them, but that few in what, nine games they played, right? And they 7-2 on the season, if I'm not mistaken. To only have three, I mean, that's an insane number over halfway through your year. They're going to be the next team that we all circle. I mean, this was the Texans last year. It's these young teams with a rookie quarterback contract. How do you capitalize, man? They're going to be fun to watch for a number of years. They're just getting started.
Schefter reportedly says players are quietly telling their agents that they want to go to Washington now.
Yeah.
Look, we can talk about rookie quarterbacks at some point. He looks like a seven-year vet when I watch him play.
The game seems slow for him.
There's
he always
about
seems in control.
That I see with him.
No,
it's crazy.
No panic anytime he's under pressure. A lot of that is his athletic ability and his ability to escape. He also, I think, he has a pretty good team around him. It's okay to acknowledge that. Like, no quarterback does it on their own.
Yeah, let's give them
that Commanders roster. I think is a lot better and was just dragged down by horrific quarterback play
and coaching.
And so they got an upgraded coach. You got a new quarterback, and all of a sudden, look at that. You're 7-2.
Well, and you got some veteran guys. You got Eckler and Ertz there.
Yeah,
just for him.
His receivers are pretty experienced too. They're
not McLaurin is good. So, but he's got guys like if he went quietly, just picked their brain or called them on the phone, it's like, hey, what?
I'm not a Commander fan in any way. My mom once told me she was a Washington old name fan when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I would not mind the Commanders winning a title because Dan Quinn getting the Lombardi with a backwards hat would be hilarious to listen to Colin.
Is that a coach take or just a quarterback take, though? Can you have a coach with a backwards hat?
He's always said the leader in the face of franchises
leader can't
should
do
have
it.
Their hats forward.
Yeah, be serious, all right?
You guys probably know this. I just want to say this out loud. Derrick Henry has over 1,000 yards rushing, and it's week 9.
He's very good at football. Did you know that? He's very, very talented.
Unbelievable.
And they've even, like, load-managed him in a couple of their games this year. It's like, we're not going to use him in the first half. Let's just save him for the third quarter. And there's an 80-yard run.
I am 1-8 in fantasy football. He's been, like, the only good thing. Him and Saquon are the only good things on my team right now.
The only bright spot you got.
Daniel Jones, first half stat line Sunday, he was 4-for-6 with 0 yards and a touchdown. Ow.
Yes. Yes.
How did that happen?
That's it. Is that worse than...
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones.
Is that worse than the Bo Nix one a couple of weeks ago in New York in the driving rainstorm? Didn't he have 0.8 yards or negative 16 yards?
They were a two-point conversion from covering.
They were.
He was 4-for-6. Zero yards and a touchdown.
You know what they say about Daniel Jones? Back nine player. Second half guy. Just takes him a while to wake up and heat up.
Jalen Waddle had 4 catches for minus 16 yards because the last play of the game.
He lost all those yards.
They were doing the pitch back, and he lost like 27 yards on the play.
God, I was praying for a pitchy woo-woo touchdown there for the Bills to cover.
23, 29, 21, and 24. Those are the Chargers' 4 previous seasons in scoring defense. They're currently ranked number 1. Oh, by the way, their quarterback has the fewest interceptions this season of all the starters, Justin Herbert.
He's having an unbelievable year, man. And it's funny what happens when you don't make him score 30 points every week to win a game. Yeah. Look at that. They have a winning record. How many games did they win last year?
That's a good question.
Five. How many games have they already won this year?
Five.
Yeah. Look at that. They can play defense now.
Drake May threw a game-tying touchdown on the last play of the game. You guys know this well because I text you.
Was ridiculous.
Don't get me started.
Go watch the play, too. There was a Patriots offensive lineman who didn't know what, like, there's like number 74, I think. Go rewatch the play. He's just standing there, has no clue what to do.
He's
not
like blocking air.
Anybody. He's just moving his arms, moving back and forth. Like, what are you doing, man?
Just don't run down the field. That's all.
Stay behind the line of scrimmage.
It was a remarkable play. It was 11.82 seconds, according to Next Gen Stats, which is the second longest game tying or winning touchdown ever. To Jaden Daniels' Hail Mary. Those are the two longest touchdowns.
Yeah, because he scrambled around a little bit before tossing that Hail Mary.
That was 12.4.
Wow. Fun little factoid.
Back-to-back weekends. The Arizona Cardinals, who we all kind of question. I don't know if I question them anymore. They're in first place in the NFC West. Yeah. They steamrolled the Bears. They had 19 different players generate pass rush at least one time or more in the game, which is the most for a team since 2018.
Yeah, we might have to start changing our tune. I even had a hard time out of that game.
This is the weekend.
This is the weekend?
Because people are starting to feel the Jets win one game, and God forbid, it's ridiculous. They win this weekend and pound the Jets.
Yeah, I think the tune needs to change.
Because I looked at that game last week, and I don't know why I didn't spring the line on that game. Chicago going on the road. They can't block anybody right now. Their players are openly quitting on their head coach. Like, that's a whole other story that we can get into.
Didn't have a hailstorm in Arizona through the open roof.
Through the roof?
Car.
Yeah, they couldn't close the roof in time because it takes forever or whatever.
It takes like 10 minutes. Well, it's not like
it's a big contraption. I get it.
The screen
you ever
door
seen
there.
Safe go close?
Yeah, I've seen safe go close.
I've been in it. It's very weird.
You have to, yeah, it's so smooth slow. Because it's, you know, how many thousands of tons right. and you have to keep it all level so it doesn't get out of whack.
Come on, make those things spiffy. What are we doing here? Where's the technology on that?
Hey, Elon, why don't you stop with the politics?
Let's figure
and
that
make
out.
Roofs close quicker.
Immediately closable roofs, damn it.
Last two, and then we'll go to the second hour. Joe Burrow has the most touchdown passes of 25 plus yards or more with 7. 40-plus yards or more with 5.
He's having a great year.
That was according to Paul Hembo of ESPN. He is 16-7 as a starter from November on in his career. He threw 5 touchdowns on Sunday against the Raiders. He was asked why he looked the way he looked after his 5th touchdown by a media member, and he asked, what's there to be happy about? Joe Burrow might be coming.
He might be coming. They are almost the inverse of what the Chargers have been the last
Do
couple
the
of years.
The Ravens need to be concerned on Thursday
night. I mean, that last game when they played in Cincinnati was, what, 55-49? I mean, that was an insane game a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think it got ago. That high, but it was like a 40-something, 30-something game.
It was right? a very high-scoring game. 41-38 was the final of that game.
That was a good football game.
They don't have a defense. I mean, he's having a great year. He's throwing 4 touchdowns, it feels like, every week. He had 5 this weekend. They don't have a defense.
Dirt,
and because of that, it might derail their season.
He's on pace for 4,500 passing yards and 40 touchdowns.
So with this, is this going to be a quarterback stat win-loss thing? Are we going to blame Burrow for this? Is that how we're going to handle that? Or are we going to be rational and say, you know, it's a team game and you need a defense to win?
Speaking of blaming the quarterback when there's other question marks, Lamar Jackson has 4 games with a perfect passer rating. That's the most of any player ever. Not bad for a guy that in the draft people said he should maybe switch positions.
41-10 this weekend.
Unbelievable.
Just there was the bounce back for the Ravens. They're going to have a dud every now and then. They're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Oh, and Bo Nix caught a touchdown pass. It's
he
not
did.
Really a factoid. It's just a, you know, you saw
I believe
it.
That was the only touchdown they got.
That was. That was it.
He has as many touchdown receptions as Jaylen Waddle. Just an FYI.
Just a heads up.
Just a heads up.
In case you didn't know that. I'm providing the stats.
NFL Factoid Tuesday. Doesn't usually go 2 segments, but we ran a little long. So there you go. Some fun facts of the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.